Thank you, Jane. There are usually lots of stories about the wonderful efforts made to raise money for charity, and this week is no exception. The Christmas Street Collection by St Martin's Housing Trust raised a magnificent sum for the homeless, whilst an open-top bus tour over the Christmas period provided funds, as did a close shave, as a volunteer had her head shaved for charity. Then a year-long collection at the Maid's Head in Tombland raised funds for the Marie Curie nurses. The St Martin's Housing Trust, which helps homeless people in Norfolk, has raised more than £29,000 from its pre-Christmas street collection. Every year, a dedicated team of volunteers take to the streets of Norwich during December to raise vital funds to support the charity and provide services for local homeless people throughout the year. The total raise from the 2017 pre-Christmas street collection was £29,279.01. There has been an increase in rough sleeping across the UK, with East Anglia having the third highest numbers after London and the West Midlands. St Martin's is responding to the crisis, and all the money raised will go towards facilities for an additional 7 rough sleepers at the charity's Bishop Bridge House Hostel.
A vintage double-decker bus used for festive sightseeing tours of Norwich in December helped raise £1,500 for charity. David McMaster of Away Day and Norwich's City Sightseeing Open Top Bus Tours ran the trips from December the 20th to the 24th. Visitors and shoppers in the city got the opportunity to ride on an iconic 1965 London Transport Routemaster 64-seater double-decker bus with driver and conductor. The bright red bus was scheduled to operate 5 trips a day, but proved so popular that additional tours were added. There was no charge for the rides, but passengers were asked for donations, which were handed to the Benjamin Foundation. Mr. McMaster said it was a very busy few days and everyone loved riding on the bus. It was a pleasure to be able to hand over £1,500 to a very worthy local charity.
A charity volunteer has braved the shave to raise funds for a Norfolk children's charity and also to donate her locks to the Little Princess Trust. Charlene Hemnant from Norwich took up the challenge to raise money for the family support charity Home Start Norfolk. Miss Hemnant has been volunteering as a home visitor for the charity for a year and provides weekly support to a family with young children. She decided to have her hair shaved off to raise money for the Norfolk charity and also helped another charity by donating the shaved-off hair. She donated her hair to the Little Princess Trust, which makes real hair wigs for children who've lost their own hair through cancer treatment or other illnesses. The charity changed the lives of 1,164 children in 2017 by offering vital support to families with young children affected by issues such as postnatal depression, isolation, illness or disability. The charity provides a lifeline to parents across the country with the help of its 153 volunteers.
A Norwich hotel has donated the proceeds of a year of fundraising to a national healthcare charity. The Maid's Head raised £711.03 for Marie Curie through a special murder mystery evening, planting daffodil bulbs, a donation in lieu of its Christmas card, and collection boxes. Charlotte Billington, a receptionist at the Tombland Hotel, also completed a sponsored parachute jump. Christine Malcolm, the hotel's general manager, said, "I would particularly like to thank all our guests who contributed to Marie Curie collection boxes and Charlotte Billington for bravely completing a parachute jump in aid of the charity." Hugo Stevenson, community fundraiser for Marie Curie in Norfolk, added, "It was brilliant that such a high-profile local business chose to support Marie Curie." This year, the Maid's Head is supporting the Lord Mayor of Norwich and Sheriff's civic charity, Norwich Integration Partnership.
A Cancer Awareness Day brought a splash of colour to an otherwise dreary Monday in Norwich. Blue Monday is known for being the glummest day of the year, and while the weather may have lived up to its billing, the day was not all doom and gloom. Pink and Blue Monday saw individuals, offices and shops donning pink and blue to raise awareness of ovarian and prostate cancer. Around 50 people dressed in pink and blue, and they gathered at the forum at midday for a photo shoot. However, an evacuation meant the crowd instead had to assemble outside in the rain. Despite the setback, Ruth Thurston, event organiser, said the day had been a great success. She says the day has gone brilliantly, and it's so nice to see people turning out in this weather. Everyone has been really receptive and keen to help raise awareness of these terrible cancers. The majority of market stalls were also decorated with pink and blue balloons to show their support for the day. The day was part of a broader campaign to raise funds for research project at the University of East Anglia into prostate cancer and a research project at the University of Cambridge into ovarian cancer. Well, that's the end of part one, and so Paddy and I will say goodbye to you now for this week and hope that you enjoy part two and the Let's Talk magazine.